Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
As we're sitting in this dugout, these kids are kicking a soccer ball, and it's resonating up against the back of the dugout. I didn't give a crap. And then they send one over into the field. And I remember the second one that came over. I said, I should go out around. And Carla's like, no, don't be that guy. Being the older father, I don't want to be the, stop doing that. Somebody's going to get hurt.
This is a baseball field, not a soccer field.
You got to scratch the leather or pleather on that soccer ball. Why tomorrow do we have an 8 a.m. start?
Because I am going to the doctor tomorrow.
Oh, I didn't realize. I'm so sorry. I thought you had an early tea time. My apologies.
No, I'm going to doctor one of your people, Dr. Perez.
Yeah, I gotcha, Okay, fair enough. I take that back.
See, when you take a lie, I did. Now I've got a golf tournament.
Just because you make the playoffs doesn't mean you're a playoff team. You remember in school, Spurlock, you get a 74, but they grade it on a curve. They give you a B.
Yeah.
You didn't get a B. You got a C, but they push it up because of that dumb school you probably went to. I don't even know.
Well said, whatever. Nicholas.
Yes. We're not all educated like Bermuda Boy and went to some Ivy League school like Dartmouth or Brown or Blue. Cornell or Stanford.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Sligo, North Carolina, majestic Lake Ming in California. I have no earthly idea where majestic Lake Ming is located. Maybe we could do a little Google search.
I have an answer for you in a second. But also, you know what? I like to occasionally throw an adjective into the intros here, and I like that the guy said it's majestic.
Oh,
Lake Ming.
So it's Lake Ming, California, and it's majestic.
Well, I think it's just a lake. I'm gonna have a location for you momentarily.
Port Bolivar, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, Managua, Nicaragua, and Saint-Tropez. Ah. That's in France. we're very happy to be here. Oscar Santana two questions for both Pony and Rob,
right,
as we begin without Oscar,
right,
because Oscar again has at the absolute latest possible minute said, I'll be up in 5 minutes. The question is as follows. Do you two get uptight when I make a big deal? Do you feel tension when I make a big deal of Oscar's tardiness?
Do you feel as though there's going to be
an explosion?
No, I just know that things are best when things are good.
Yes, I get it. Okay, that answers the question, Rob. Thank you for answering that question.
Lake Ming is a man-made recreational lake in Bakersfield.
Oh, Bakersfield.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was anything majestic
or in Bakersfield. Or recreational. I mean, Buck Owens comes from there.
That's all I know.
That's all you and I both know about Bakersfield.
That's right. The other thing regarding this, do you believe, and this is for both of you, do you believe that it's cyclical? I believe it's cyclical. I believe he goes through phases where it's worse than ever. One being right effing now.
We're in the middle of a cycle.
We could have the President of the United States scheduled at 9 a.m. and he would be late today.
I don't know that it's cyclical. I think it's pretty consistent.
I don't know. I think he goes through phases. When we browbeat him enough, he shows up.
But it's that character thing that he can't be made to wait. He cannot be made to wait.
Well, here's what I'd like the listeners pick on him a lot of, and I think I defend him too much.
And yet yesterday,
so he was
pointed at as the favorite part of Robin Ferguson. That's her favorite part of the show.
And I forgot to mention, thank you, Jolene, that Robin Ferguson was a Hall of Fame member. But that falls into everything we do. We get excited about it at the beginning, and then it just tails off. That's the way it goes on this show. Sorry, we can't help ourselves. I am frustrated. So as far as my defending, I will not defend if you want to lambast him. Because, you know, it's important to me, and he's never valued it.
Do you think when he says go ahead and start without me, do you think that is sort of an empty threat? Do you think he thinks we won't call him on it?
No, I think he is perfectly content to have that happen. Right. What he can't handle would be coming into the studio and having empty chairs.
Right.
Like if you went to a certain area of the building and he, you know, but I couldn't do that because he would wait. He would look at empty chairs and he would walk down to do something else.
Yeah, he would.
Because he would want to be the last person.
Always, always. Yeah.
What do we do? What, help me out. You're there with him. What can I possibly do? What can I possibly do to motivate him?
I think that
the money didn't work.
No, I think that the starting without him should work, and yet it doesn't.
No.
And wait, here he is.
Yeah. All right. I don't know what to do to change it. It's been my lifelong problem.
To your earlier point, I don't think it's cyclical. I think it's consistent.
I think it's cyclical.
Do you think it's cyclical?
We're discussing you.
Oh, my responsibilities beyond the show?
No.
No. I was just dealing with an employee emergency.
I don't give a rat's ass about that. I'm talking about...
Well, you probably should.
Hold it. I'm dealing with a chronic issue, and we're not getting angry.
No, we're just...
I think you are dissecting angry. Everyone else seems okay.
I've been angry for a while. It's been a couple of times. I was discussing, whether... Pony and Rob get upset, and they kind of veiled away. They told me they do. I get upset about you being late, they don't like us fighting about it. That's what I asked them about it.
I can deal with the lateness. I mean, we've been dealing with it for a long time.
No, I was talking about not the lateness. I was talking about the me getting upset and calling him out on the lateness
I think I highlighted
you made
this.
It clear.
Mm-hmm. I highlighted this at a very high level, I think, this past summer. That we, when you were late the majority of the time this past summer.
Oh, is
we
this going to be the same thing?
Fought you about it. We were very kind
is this
and
gonna,
gracious
I am
about
only
it.
Late. I am only late because we have been, because the slacking of my schedule has been a direct, if we had the standard of
I'm
being late.
I'm talking about summer. You would roll in half an hour late sometimes.
I never rolled in half an hour late during the summer.
I'm not making these.
Why are you
up.
Calling me? Why do you come in so belligerent? Why don't you just say I'll do better?
I thought we had agreed off air that you were just going to start the show and we'd be okay.
No, what? Rob, help me out. When did I ever agree to that?
No,
there was a request on mine. I said if I'm late, just start the show. I'll creep in.
Yeah, that was what was said.
You don't think that you're integral to the show?
No.
You have to realize you are integral. Now, today you're not.
I barely
so we
talk
started
at the
show.
Beginning of most shows. So people won't notice.
No, it's the end of the
of
show where you shut up.
Well, I mean, it's Rob's audio volume.
The beginning.
It's his
the
time to shine.
And he's also on the really good shows. He's quiet during the middle, too.
Yeah. If somebody ran an analysis of how many times I actually talk.
So you said I should be concerned about why you're tardy. You're dealing with an employee thing. You're not just late.
No, I know. I'm running a business outside of this business.
I know you're running a business. Yes. This is part of it. I wanted to know. You said there's an employee thing that
an
you're
emergency.
Dealing with right now that
yes.
I, and you said, well, you should be concerned about it.
I'm saying you should always look at this business
the big
from a
picture?
Macro lens.
Well, the only info we got was via Pony, and it said you're going to be about 5 minutes late.
Yeah.
We didn't know there was an emergency.
Yeah, but why am I, this isn't JFK.
Because there wasn't.
I can't tell you who or what I was talking to. I can tell you off air, no problem.
Well, I mean, you could say there's an emergency.
Yeah, but then that becomes, are you okay? Was there a 911 involved? I can't tell that in text. I can just tell you here. We're good.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
There will not be an employee here today, and I had to deal with that. That has nothing to do with me, you, or anybody else. It's just part of business.
So when you say you should be, it's because of my involvement in your other business.
Correct.
That I should always be
concerned.
That you
have ownership.
That's a generic way. Well, that's valid. That's valid, but it still kills me, you know, a little bit every time. And when you talk about getting back to this accusation of me when we were in the summertime being late, the entire concept of tardiness, I've really... adapted to you more than you've adapted
well,
to me.
If you've
would that be accurate? Would that be accurate?
No, because I actually don't have to adapt. I accept. When you were late all summer, we didn't bitch once about it. I'm late a handful of times.
I don't believe
late all summer.
I don't believe.
What do you mean late all summer? Help me out.
Oscar,
help me because he
was
will
not
just
late.
Be
he was not late all summer.
20% of the time.
Is that all summer?
That's still 20% for Michael O'Mara, who bitches about me being late for two, 3 minutes.
Because I've never was late. my entire career.
I can think of a blatant lie.
Radio career? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm talking about. I programmed two radio stations.
I was on the number one rated show in Washington D.C. How was it?
I'm not talking about this past summer.
The past summer, I didn't care because I knew that because of you, punctuality was out the window.
Then you shouldn't care now. I would say.
I can't not care when I'm in here ready to go. And we pointed out that if you came in and you answer this honestly,
yes.
If you came in just now,
right,
and you were ready to go and you saw two empty chairs, you would not come into the studio and wait. You would walk down the hallway and do something else and wait and have, because you have to have people wait for you. What is that personality disorder that makes you have to have people wait for you?
I don't want people to wait for me. I would leave to go do something. You called it right. I would be effective somewhere else than sit here and stare at a screen. You could do the same. What else could you do in your house other than stare at us?
Today, I'll give you a classic example. I was up at 5:45 this morning.
Awesome.
All right. I could have dropped my son off at school and gone to purchase a water filter.
Awesome.
For the refrigerator. But I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Because I knew if I did that, I would risk not putting my full amount of energy into this program and being tardy
for the dinner bell.
Are you arguing for lack of punctuality? Is that what you're arguing?
No, no.
Because you're conjuring now more. You are spinning Harry Potter you're not giving facts, for God's sake.
I think that it's at this point in our repertoire, it is a lazy man's game to be like, you're late, just start the show and start doing the show, and I can just slide in. And then
a lazy man's game. Now you have taken a step too far. I need a Spanish Inquisition sound. You are now, because you're late. Instead of us starting the show, you're saying late because it's so scary difficult to do the show without you here now? Is that what you're trying? I'm confused.
I'm saying,
because my head is spinning right now.
And make some progress, and then I can slink in.
You know what? It's not like we have a cast of thousands here.
This is
a three-man broadcast.
It's your name,
pal,
on the show. You're the Michael. If Michael Mara wasn't here, we can't start without
you. I like to work collaboratively. If I didn't, I'd be the other guy.
You sure don't sound like it right now.
What do you mean I don't like? Because I'm giving you a hard time. He's ready. I think he got a great night's sleep.
He got more
sleep than I did. I guarantee you that.
Well, maybe not.
He stays up like till 2 o'clock in the morning.
He's got guns in every portal. They're all pointed.
The man's amazing, isn't he?
He is.
You know?
He is.
You didn't do this. You didn't ever do this to your mom and dad, did you?
No.
Being the youngest of the children, while they were out nose to the grindstone, you were making a case for the fact that you weren't going to do your homework.
They were playing golf all day and pretending like it's surgery.
What do you mean?
They weren't home. They just weren't home. They were working all the time, so they were never home.
Did you just say they weren't out playing golf all day and pretending that it's surgery? You was that directed at me too?
He just opened another.
This is a callback to the summer. This is a callback to the summer. Yeah.
I do it every day.
Multiple times, and now you're. I do it. But
I was not. You know what? That is not true. And by the way, if the standard was total punctuality, which does not apply to our model, like other shows I've done, where we produce this show, we post it, we tape it, it has to be processed like a chicken effing nugget. The show has to be, so it's not the same as it is. But there is a group of people out there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So that's what you think of me, that I go out in my semi-retirement state of being right now, that has elongated my career, because otherwise I'd be in a nursing home doing volunteer work. And you're saying me that I consider what I do to be brain surgery. You're saying that I act like golfing is some sort of difficult to. I pursue a hobby with a great deal of vigor. I am aware of how lucky I am, and I am aware of the fact that I enjoy what I do. But I never put.
Tomorrow we have an 8 a.m. start and not a 9 a.m. start. Why tomorrow do we have an 8 a.m. start?
Because I am going to the doctor.
Oh,
tomorrow.
I didn't realize. I'm so sorry. I thought you had an early tea time. My apologies.
No, I'm going to doctor one of your people, Dr. Perez.
Yeah, I gotcha, Okay, fair enough.
Robert Perez? Enough.
I take that back.
See, when you take a lie, I did. No, I've got a golf tournament. Yeah, what well, what were you going to say, Rob?
Was it Dr. Robert Perez? I went to school with a Dr. Robert Perez. I don't know where he's landed.
No, he's... I forgot what Dr. Perez he is. He's one of my legitimate guys, but yeah. And it might be earlier.
Just let us know.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Might be by a half an hour. Is that all right?
No problem.
Sorry.
So 7:30 start? I'll just stay here tonight.
By the way, I realize, you know, that... What do you mean? Oh, stop. Now you're going to join... Because he's won! Because he has conjured so much that he has won.
It was just a joke. That's what he has done. He'll never win.
That makes me cry when you joke. But you have every right to. I'm surprised you don't do it more. With the crap I give you, I'm surprised you don't do it more. This is when he's going to make me cry.
He'll never.
This is like he's Scott Farkas right now. No, he's
the bug?
He's the kid in Christmas Story.
Who's Ralphie.
Ralphie. Yeah. He's Ralphie now, and I'm Scott Farkas normally, and he's turned the tables.
But Mike.
With that horrible. Comment about he didn't
turrets.
Consider my father didn't consider golf to be brain surgery. Oh my God.
Yeah, with his 10 turrets it's trained on you, he may think he wins, but he'll never win.
I'm not winning.
No, trust he'll me. Never win. He'll never win. He can't win. Because then the struggle stops.
I'm happy we cleared this up.
Yes. Did we?
Did we really?
I think so. He'll be here tomorrow at 7:40.
I wish you had a doctor's appointment tomorrow because I genuinely felt bad. I was like, man, that was wrong.
And I felt like I couldn't just sit quietly by and, you know, and let that. There are many times where I've let that lie go, you know, with my schedule down here. You guys don't know. I don't do it liberally, but I couldn't do it that time.
You know what? If there was.
Felt like it would be dishonorable.
If there had been a doctor's appointment, I have every belief that Oscar would have PayPal'd the copay.
Yeah, it's terrible.
This one's on me.
My bad.
That's right. Here's $10.
Sorry,
no, but there are, you know, I'm like everybody down here. There are multiple times when one has to, you know, get maintained.
Yeah.
You know, as you're falling apart.
I believe it.
Get maintained.
I will tell you, Happy Valley. Let me talk to you about Happy Valley.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Happy Valley is truly more. I think there are more guys that slay the dragon down there that are still working. But at the same time, the attitude is kind of totally directed towards people who are no longer in the work world. Yeah. So they don't care letting you know 10 minutes before that something has been changed.
It's vacation land, USA. I bet.
It's kind of vacation land.
I thought that was Maine.
And I'm still doing this. And I tell the guys, every time there was a guy the other day, came walking into Happy Valley, said, hey, congratulations. What do we congratulate you? He just retired yesterday. I said, oh, great. And I say to myself, in the back of my mind, I am saying to myself, something that I will never hear, ever.
Yeah.
I will be sitting here one day and just going, it's the Rob and Oscar show, and here's Rob. I don't know about that. Do I get jealous? Not as much as I used to. Used to get a lot more jealous.
Speaking of retirement, all best wishes to Paul Blair Christine.
Yes.
Paul Blair Christine, who announced his retirement. And
four
is still
years ago.
How old would he be in the 60s?
I would say he is in his 50s, I would think.
Yeah, I think he's in his 50s.
Let me see if he lists his birthday on his Facebook
page. Mike.
And very lucky to be alive. I think, lucky that his heart hasn't exploded with that diet.
To be alive, wow.
Well, good. Do you ever see the food?
Oh, yeah.
Every single day.
I came to the conclusion that Paulie Christine should be evaluated by science. Because
if it's true,
yeah, if
it
it's
has
true.
To be true,
yes,
though, right?
It has to be.
He's
it has
eating
to be.
Everything he's posting. It's stunning. It is not only is it stunning, it's fabulous. And I've told him that we had him on the show.
Yes, yeah, we did.
Yes,
we
yes,
did.
Yes.
You know, where he, I think he was tired that day because he didn't give me the most enthusiastic.
He should be evaluated by top doctors because there is a level of New York and this veneer of. High cholesterol? What's high cholesterol that he's lived through at such a high level?
On January 12th, he turned 55.
Yeah.
And that's when you get out. That's when you get out of the municipal thing in New York. And
by the way,
more power to him.
His pronunciation guide on his Facebook page, say his name, Paulie Christine. He actually
Paulie Christine. So he has not only because his wife is a fabulous cook. I know this because I follow him. And he not only has the great food at home that she will make for him, but then he's out there. Was it a buffalo chicken pizza?
Yes.
I think that was something.
It
what
so
I,
good.
That it
so
was.
Good.
And he still does Sunday dinner. And I believe she may have passed, but when we first talked to him, he had an Aunt Mary. That would do Sunday dinner.
I saw him recently post about Aunt Mary's days at the, well, God, me too. But anywho, getting back
God
to.
God bless her.
Tomorrow. Look at me, please. Tomorrow.
7:30?
I don't do that. This would be you if you said this to me during the summer. See, there I am. He is so persuasive and so aggressive that I am now, by having this conversation with him, saying, if you had said this to me during the summer, you know what I just admitted to?
What?
I admitted to his BS premise about my 20% pulled out of his ass tardy.
When you expect a defense, he comes with a strong offense, and it puts you off kilter.
Because he's very awake today. He's ready to play.
Yeah.
I will tell you that. It's exhausting for me.
Well, maybe if we took an extra 10 minutes, we'd be awake too.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Because I need to get out of here, and I want all the pigeons
in the bonus, I truly do.
I value that.
It
gives me a good, because would you not agree that of all the shows during the week,
the bonus show is
your wheelhouse, correct?
Yes. And
thank you. All right.
That's good. I think
feel
it's
closure
to know,
now.
We don't can these bonus shows. They're recorded on the Friday they are released.
Exactly.
Yeah. We used to stack them because we would do 6 shows a week, but now that we do 5 shows a week, we roll in here.
They're fresh.
Yeah, we used to do it like Hollywood Squares. We would record 10 bonus shows in a day.
Like that. Right. We'll go with that. Okay, so back to Rob. Rob and I were going to talk about this before you got here, before you came in. You did come in kind of at the last second. Wordle. You have Rob wants to talk about Wordle. Do we have time to discuss Wordle here, or does that need more time?
I think we do, actually. And if it spills over, we can. This is a game, and it's kind of freaky because it's not an app.
It's everywhere.
And it is everywhere, and it's starting to, like, all over your Facebook page. You'll see someone put up it says, like, 3 of 6, and then there's green and yellow blocks. The best way I can explain it, it's a word guessing game, and I've turned a lot of people onto it. I'm very
into Wheel of Fortune?
Sort of, yeah, but do you remember, and this is a little obscure, but it's a great analogy. There used to be a board game called Mastermind, and it was a two-person game, and there was colored pegs, and you had to guess.
There were colored pegs,
and you had to guess the order and the color of the pegs. I think there was 4.
I don't remember that game. Was it a popular game? Because I don't remember it that
I think
well.
It was relatively
popular.
Yeah,
you're too busy having sex.
Yeah. Well, you're a little older than me, too.
And considering sex is brain surgery.
So Wordle.
He always gets one off that sticks. That'll be with me all day.
All day. So, Mike, this is what the Wordle board looks like. You see that? And it's just a series of 5 blocks and 6 series of 5 blocks.
See a white.
Okay, and it's, if you want to play along, you get. And here's one of the funny things.
Can I bring up Wordle on my computer to maybe assist
me with this? Powerlanguage.co.uk. That's the website.
This is my concern about Wordle, and you tell me if I'm off.
Okay, all right.
And I know they're raising funds for charity, and I know
they're donating the money. Yeah.
Why do I think this is some sort of way to get into our devices?
I don't know that it is. I just think because it's been around a while. And it's just starting to take off now?
Yeah, but it's like every time I used to go to Craigslist, it felt scummy.
Yeah, but here's the deal. It's not an app. It's just a
website. Oh, it's a daily word game.
Yeah.
Now I know why you're obsessed with it.
Why?
Because it fits into your obsessive compulsiveness.
So you get one a day, and then you get 5 chances. Now, I've not played today's.
Yeah. It's like Scrabble with the world.
No, because you're playing against yourself. You're not
Guess the Wordle in 6 tries. Each guess must be a valid 5-letter word.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always 5 letters?
Always 5 letters, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Hit the enter button to submit. After each guess, the color of the files
tardy.
Will change to show how close.
That's not how you play.
Oh.
So, for example, the first
word. Explain the colors to me.
Okay, so if you get a tile that's gray, that means the letter is not in the word. If you get a tile that's yellow, that means it's in the word, but it's in the wrong place. Oscar?
Sorry.
And if you get a tile that's green, it is the right letter in the right place. The first word I always guess, and I've gotten pretty good at this, is the word smart, because it has a lot of common letters in it, S, M, R, and T, and A.
So I'm looking at a 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm looking at 5 across, 1, 2, 3,
so
4,
guess
5,
a five letter
6
word.
Down.
Yeah, you get 6 chances. So guess a 5-letter word. My first one
I'm going to... Well, let me play the game. You're dying to play. I know you want to play right. And show how good you are. What do I... So I put any letter?
Any, but it's got to be a valid 5-letter word. I'll play along with
tardy.
You.
Tardy.
All right, so I have my Wordle. Would that mean I'm looking at the Wordle for today?
Exactly. Does it have like a row of five, right? Row of five
it has
boxes.
A row of five okay, blank, so, and beneath it has a keyboard.
Right, so type in your word and tell me what your word is. A valid 5-letter word.
Do I have to type in the word, or yes. Can I put the first letter in?
You have to put.
I thought it was you put the letters in.
You put in the word, and then you hit enter, and then it'll tell you where the letters match up. So you have to choose a 5-letter word.
Can it be plural?
It can, but it has to be 5 letters.
All right, so here we go.
What's your word?
I'm putting it in. Just give me a minute. Please calm down. What about farts. I put farts in.
Okay.
I like farts.
I'm going to play along with you.
Okay. So do I hit enter?
And then you hit enter.
Ooh.
Oh, I've got two.
Yeah.
So you have two. The R and the T are yellow, right?
Right.
So that means that R and T are part of the 5-letter word, but they're in the wrong place. So you need to figure out another 5-letter word that has R and T, but in different places.
And then I do that underneath?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The next try.
Okay. Oh, this is good. I have to say, I'm not a guy that likes word games. This is, are you understanding?
Yeah,
do you play this game also?
I feel like this is a Prevagen commercial. Like,
maybe it is. Maybe, well, who's the target audience for Prevagen? Maybe that's why I'm digging it.
Yes, this is great.
So, Mike.
When I'm not out playing, doing.
Mike, Wordle, buddy.
All right, here we go. Okay.
Now, T and R play well together. They could end the word, so you could do something like...
Yeah, I know the English language, Rob. I know now. You've gotten me off the aircraft carrier. I'm going to say... Would you ready?
Ready.
How about you try the next one? Okay. You try the next one, and I'll play at home with you.
Okay, I'm going to guess the word throw, because that has R and T, but in different spaces. T-H-R-O-W-T-H-A. And then
all right,
enter.
Don't put enter yet. I want to put enter in.
Okay.
How about this? You put enter in when I guess the letters, the words, and I put enter in for you when you do.
Okay.
All right. So throw, I will put enter, and Rob has a green. He has one in the right place and two that were still there, which means only two letters aren't in the word.
Okay, so
T, R, and O are in the word. O, the O is in the right place. Now it's my turn, right?
Right.
All right.
Now, can I offer you a strategy thing here? Is that
what?
I was just to tell
you. Here we go. This is why you've sold it. I love it. It's fun. And now you're going to coach me. Coaching me?
I made a bet. I hit enter. I did a stupid thing. I left R in the same place. And R is obviously doesn't go there. So that was wrong.
All right. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So I played
that
stupidly.
Right. Oh, wow. Okay. I'm going to. Nope, that's not it. It gets harder as you go on.
It's all five-letter words?
It does. Only 5-letter words, yeah. That's why it's not good for dirty words.
No, four
letters.
All right,
so, okay. So T is in the wrong place. R is in the wrong place. That means they can't be in there. But O is in the right place.
Right.
B-O-O.
Yeah, it's like a Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to put an R word. I'm going to put R.
Okay.
All right, and then, okay, let me put the O in.
You know what's great is that, Mike, you want to leave O in the
You have to do it in the order.
There are people that play one Wordle a day, and if they play it like at lunchtime, we're totally messing up their day.
Oh,
are we really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. So, but it requires time.
Yeah.
And it's probably horribly boring for people that aren't following along with the board.
This is where
Oscar, technologically, as we move forward,
because
I know you'll have the capabilities. I'd love to have this on the
screen.
Yes.
Right
as we're playing.
I love it.
Could we do that?
Yes, we could in a heartbeat.
Oh, God, that would be great. All right. So R, I've got the R in there. And the T. Rob, give me a word. I'm going to let you take over here.
Okay, so we've got to keep the O there. And it can end in.
I was hoping you already had the word. Obviously, you didn't.
No,
all
I
right,
don't.
So, boy.
But how are you looking, Pony?
Are you playing along, Pony?
No, I'm just enjoying the ride.
Okay.
Okay, very nice.
This is hard. This is really this hard is to hard do this game. Well. This is up. Like, this is really, really spectacular. This is a TV game.
Okay, yeah. So Mike,
let me cheat.
A very popular, the letter N is not in there, so let's do something with N. As something could end O-N. So we have...
All right, let's do O-N. So, Ronan... no, but it has to have a T.
Yeah. T-R... See, that's a weird place for an O, though.
But I've already put the R in.
Yeah. Oh, so you want to start with R.
I did start with R.
Okay, well, then we can. We can start with R.
Oh, my God, this is hard.
It is hard.
I don't know if we have enough time to do this. Does it take this long normally?
Not normally, no. But
so you would have started with a T-R. No, but the R would have been, yeah. No, because T, you can't put a T in the first slot.
T doesn't go there. You're right. You're exactly right. T has to either be in the second, third, or last slot. I know what it is. It's robot.
Okay, let's see. Oh, wow, that's good. No, it's not.
It's not? Why not?
You just put the I'm putting in robot, but you put the O was in the second to last,
yeah, but
the third
you can,
slot.
But letters can double. Letters can double.
Oh, they can. All right, let's see if you're right. Hold on, let me put the B
yes!
in there.
Yes! Mm. Yes!
You
yes!
did it before yes! I did. Disqualification.
Why?
Because you couldn't keep it in your pants. I was going to put the words in, and I was the one that was going to press enter. You didn't hear that because you don't listen when you're so selfish. You just put it in there. I wanted to see it before you did. Instead, you started doing F*** your game.
Oh, no.
Wordle. Oh, no. You selfish prick.
I thought the policy was
God
that if you put
no,
the word
policy
in, you
was,
got to hit the word. You
no,
got to hit enter.
That's not. No, that was the opposite
to me anyway.
Of it.
You passed
that
to me anyway.
Was the hot
you passed
that,
to me anyway.
That sucks.
It's a
all
great
right.
game.
I don't want to play Wordle. So you've ruined Wordle for everybody today, too. Which is a, and all I want to do, all right, let me put it in there. B, O, and T. And let's see, do they give you anything like a big... the keyboard is so messed up.
How is it messed up?
It doesn't seem right. Where's the T?
Is it different for everybody? Is it the same for everybody?
It's the same Wordle every day for everybody.
Mm.
And then enter.
It's kind of a cheap for...
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Now, is that what normal for you to get it on the third guess?
Third is all pretty right. good. I've got it in two only once. And
so is the next Wordle in 14 hours, 26 minutes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that what they say?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
All right. How many Wordles do you get a day?
I do it once a day. Once a day. And I think it's like every 24 hours, and depending on when
see,
you jump on.
My question was, how many Wordles do you get a day? And you said, I do one a day.
I think it's once
you
a day.
You understand?
Yeah, I think it's once a day. But you see, when you do it, it'll give you the hours. It's not consistent.
People are going to yell at me because the mobbers are going to yell at me. But I think you've really just gotten a window into Rob's level of self-absorption when it comes to games.
Mike, you passed.
That it's easy. You are always you are always into yourself. My question was, how many do they do a day? I do... one a day, which was not anywhere near my question. It
all
was
right.
How many. If you're obsessed with this game,
if you live
for this game, obviously you wait 14 hours. And then do you have to wait till the next morning?
Yes. One a day.
All right.
Now, there
well, that
are
would
like,
be 24 hours.
It's like...
Well, I think this one's probably been up for 10 hours then.
Oh, I see. Now, yeah. So it's only one a day.
One a day.
All right. Well,
there are knockoff apps that you can get on the App Store. Yeah.
Wordle. I love it.
Mike, you're going to be addicted to it. It's so
I
much fun.
I think I might already be. Because I don't know, but I don't know whether I'll be going. I know who. Oh, I know there's a lady that's washing faces right now. Mm-hmm. She told me not to say that. She's mad about that. She's got a lot of brand new equipment that she spent seriously tens of thousands of dollars on. So she doesn't like me saying that.
You
know, but there's a lady
if you were to say goodbye
who's
to her,
SD-ing right now.
Carla,
yeah.
If you were to kiss her goodbye and say, now go wash your faces.
Carla, she
thought it was funny and then she didn't.
No, if you're listening right now, I feel your pain. In his cute ways, he diminishes what we do outside of this studio, because you know you're washing faces. I'm literally just poking. I'm doing my own Wordle in my office.
Yeah.
I get it.
I'm solving five.
Yeah. Well, I'm
puzzles.
Too busy out there on the links practicing it like it's brain surgery. You incredible pump. Hey, everybody that thinks I'm a little too prickly, was that prickly enough for you? We can start the show now. Thank you very much. Yay. Wordle. Rob, sold. Sold to
See?
Mr. O'Mara.
It's a great game. You're gonna and it's free. It's a free game.
Now it's going to be, that's going to occupy my time. That's going to cut into my show prep time. So maybe it'll work with his schedule. Anyway, we'll take a break and we will come back with the homepage. This is a twisted sick show. We'll be right back, everybody.
Attention, Chicagoland. Are you sick, logy, or just feel under the weather? Well, you need me, Dr. Larry Chicago. No matter what ails you, I can fix it. Whether it's a sore back, runny nose, or the COVID, I got you. Just put some ice on it. Come see us at the Chicago Family Medical Group, 1062 West Addison, right next to Wrigley. Me and my doctor siblings, Otto, Arlene, Oliver, and Oxnard, will set you up and tell you to put some ice on it. You can trust us. We fitted Harry Carey for his bag, so get our details at MikeOMaraShow.com. Hit up the shopping center, get a bonus package, and for God's sake, put some ice on it.
Oh, my goodness gracious. There's
Oxnard,
nothing like a
Chicago.
Yeah, nothing like a colostomy joke. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Cryptocurrency might feel like a super secret or exclusive club, but Coinbase believes that everyone everywhere should be able to get in the door. Whether you've been trading for years or just getting started, Coinbase can help. Coinbase makes learning to buy and sell simple because Coinbase offers a trusted and easy-to-use platform to buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency. Plus, they support the most popular digital currencies on the market and make them accessible to everyone. They offer portfolio management and protection, learning resources, and a mobile app so you can trade securely and monitor your crypto all in one place. Millions, Oscar. Of people in over 100 countries. Trust Coinbase with their digital assets. So if you're looking to diversify or just getting started, visit the website and check it out. It's a great time to get in on it. For a limited time, new users can get $10 in free Bitcoin when they sign up today at coinbase.com/TMOS. That's coinbase.com/TMOS for $10 in free Bitcoin. This offer is for a limited time only, so be sure to sign up today. That's coinbase.com/TMOS. And thank you, Coinbase, for sponsoring our show. Whoa. We appreciate it.
Put your hand upon your head.
Of the World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Oh, it's a special day, guys.
Why?
There are a lot of dumb made-up holidays now, like Squirrel Appreciation Day tomorrow. Right. We're not going to talk about that. But some holidays do deserve to exist. And today is National Disc Jockey Day.
Hey! Yeah.
I don't think in all the years I've been doing this, I've ever been aware of it. Maybe I have. Who knows? I've done a lot of shows. It's a moment where you're supposed to take time to pause and appreciate DJs. You're welcome, America.
Yes.
It's connected to one of the original disc jockeys. Oh, I know this dude. Alan Freed,
who
passed away 57 years ago today. He helped popularize the term rock and roll in the 1950s, and he was one of the first people inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986. Here are a few more quick facts and stats for National DJ Day. Number one, most of us just don't wing it. Most of us just don't wing it. A recent poll found 95% of radio DJs spent at least an hour prepping for each show. Close to a third said 3 hours or more. The guys that said that were lying.
Hey, I've been here
Make sure you're aware the whole time.
Yeah.
Hey, voice tracking their show? More than 3 hours. I cannot possibly stress to you what a lie that is.
It's an amazing lie.
And those are the guys that think, I was at lunch and I saw a lady that was misbehaving and seemed drunk at lunch. That's, I'll take that whole hour and I'll call up my show prep.
Hey, how about USA Today, darling?
Technically, all three of us could say, how long do you prep for your show each day? And you could say 24 hours.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you are always observing, and that is a fact. You are always observing. I'll tell you about last night at Little League, a little later in the show, when I talk about, suddenly, where I live, 15,000 7-year-olds showed up for Little League tryouts. But anyway, I'll get back to that.
Please.
Anyway, don't believe that. Number two, it's one of the sexiest jobs in the world, and that's not a joke. According to Tinder, radio personality is one of the most right-swipe jobs you can have. And if we're single, you've got a shot Oh, yeah. No surprise there. 39% have dated a listener before. That's a lie, too. Because it's probably, if they're on Tinder, probably 70%.
Actually, Mike, it's 139%.
That's true. But technically, it helps.
It doesn't
and
hurt.
And a lot of guys got into the business to start with because of that factor. So I agree with that. Number three, when DJs were asked why they do what they do, the number one answer is it's fun. I'd back that up.
True.
Entertaining people was next. I think that falls into the fun category. What followed was it's emotionally fulfilling. I hate to be jive, but I feel that way at this age that I love doing what I do. Half also agreed with the statement, it's the only thing I know how to do, or it's what I do best. Look, I think I could do a bunch of jobs, so I'm not sure I agree with that. So that's interesting.
I didn't know. I knew about National Disc Jockey Day. I didn't know it was named for Alan Freed's death. And I just want to recommend, it's out there on YouTube sometimes. There's a movie called American Hot Wax. It's a very flawed movie, but it's a very fun movie about Alan Freed, a good radio film. But
he's also, in it, isn't he?
No, Tim McIntyre plays him.
The kind of stocky guy, right,
yeah, but
Rob?
He's fat great. Guy. It's great. Mike, I actually have tape of Alan Freed. I think since it's National DJ Day, we should hear what one of the original disc jockeys sounded like. You want a Mac?
Power 95, Maze Patrol lines open for your convenience at 381-1420.
That is not Alan Freed.
She's gone from like a virgin to a pistol-waving mama. The lady has moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will love it.
That's it. Go away.
Kevin Mazer?
Sorry, the Maze. Oh, you know his full name now. I've never heard that either on the show. Kevin Mazer. Moving along, Oscar Mayer.
What are you wearing?
Wow, is now. Thank you, Pony. Is now selling a bologna-inspired face mask. Isn't that special? Unfortunately, it's not a public pandemic-style mask. It's one of those beauty masks that people put on at home to moisturize their skin. Dermglowskin.com. Is he okay, or is he going to throw up?
No.
The dog comes, the dog goes. So the mask is pink like a slice of bologna, and it sort of resembles how kids will bite holes in the slices, blah, blah, blah. They started selling on Amazon yesterday for $5 a piece. That means they're not good. And they say they'll sell them as supplies last, but last we checked, hey, they're all gone. Everybody wants a bologna mask.
Hey, Mike, nicked kosher.
Nicked kosher.
That would
bologna.
Literally be a phony bologna.
Hey, how about that? Everybody's hitting on all eight right now. See, just took us a while to get going. A new study by dating.com found the average person needs to exchange around 30 messages before they're comfortable meeting up in person. And that's actually low compared to Canada, where it's more like 100 messages. That makes me feel good for some reason. I'm glad people aren't just immediately going, where do you live? Hump, hump, hump. You know what I mean?
The Canadian messages are all right. Mike, are you okay with that?
I can't believe you brought this up. This is perfect timing. There's a new trend, and I'm not sure if you guys are even aware. It just broke last night.
Right.
Or yesterday. It's a pickup artist from out of New York. If you look on Tinder or any social media platform and put hashtag West Elm Caleb, it's a furniture designer that works at West Elm. His name is Caleb. He's 27, 28.
Is he beautiful?
Well, he's a good-looking guy, but what's unfortunately happening, and maybe fortunately for the ladies of New York City, especially if you have a daughter, is that all these girls are now outing West Elm Caleb for being a serial dater on these dating apps. And his playbook is this. Coffee, he sends them a playlist. It's the same playlist to all the girls.
Like a music playlist?
Yeah, great. I love on Spotify. This. And then, so they're all comparing notes, and they're doing it in real time and sharing the screenshots of the text back and forth on how he lures them into what is his honeypot.
He's a serial dater.
Serial dater.
And he has the same playbook, and now they're onto him, and they're outing him.
They're onto him at a level where this kid is in scumbag territory.
This is weird because I've never known a scumbag named Caleb.
where if I can give you just this, the latest is that they have found the girl that he went out with on this past Friday. This is so real time.
Wow.
And then that girl slept over, and Saturday morning he shoos her out of his apartment because he says, I need some me time. So she slinks away. He goes on a date that Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. with another girl. same playlist, same, you know, pickup line, coffee, same, yeah. Like, I think you're the one. Like, he love bombs all these girls. So he's literally going on three to four different dates every single Friday, Saturday,
and
Sunday.
Succeeding, so and he's succeeding. A slut.
Oh, he looks like a sleaze, too.
Graphic at some times where he'll try to shock and awe by sending them, a D-pic, full frontal. And then
he'll do that, too?
Like, to some of the girls. And this man, his shenanigans have caught up to his daily life as this is a worldwide trending app.
Yeah.
And West Elm Caleb, who works at West Elm, has
he now really on, does work there.
Who now on LinkedIn has taken his picture off his LinkedIn profile.
That's fantastic.
Where now competing furniture stores are locking on to this social trend and saying, we're the furniture store that won't cheat on you. Or
that's awesome. It's
and this all happened within...
Has he been blown out by West Elm yet?
Well, that's what everybody's wondering. Like, what do you do? What do you do?
Yeah. It is kind of falls under the category that it is his personal life. Yeah. No, it's not his personal life. If he's using the business...
And his handle.
That's his big mistake. That's the sleazeball. But West Elm... By the way, is there a chance that maybe he doesn't really work at West Elm? Or
no, he does. Because people within the West Elm organization have
know
found
that he's
him.
A scumbag?
No, they don't know he's a scumbag. They just know that this guy at work, he's doing this on his private time. It says Caleb... furniture designer at West Elm.
And if he is what he says he is, he says he's a graduate from SCAD, the Savannah College of Art and Design. Yeah. So he knows his stuff as far as design.
Yeah. Well, you know what, ladies? If you exchange 30 messages with a guy, you won't end up with a West Elm Caleb.
Yeah.
Okay? You know what? So take the time, know who the person is, and deal with that. You know? I mean, but men are animals, wild animals, dogs.
As a rule, avoid anyone named Caleb. Just as a rule. Rule of thumb.
No comment. I'll tell you after the show. I got one too, Rob.
Oh, good.
NBC Sports won't be heading to China to report the Beijing Olympics because of COVID. The announced China. Teams, which include figure skating and snowboarding, will report live from a Connecticut facility. It's up in Bristol.
Yeah.
I think it still is. An executive. It might be down near New York. I'm not sure. I think ESPN might have. Well, you ESPN would know that. Are they still in Bristol? Okay. An executive said, quote, we'll still have a large presence on the ground in Beijing, and our coverage of everything will be first rate as usual, but our plans are evolving by the day, as they are for most media companies covering the Olympics. NBC's Olympic host Mike Tirico, the absolute one of the best in the business, is still attending the opening ceremony on February 4th.
So he got the short straw?
But he can't stay long because he's hosting the Super Bowl on the 13th. And by the way, that guy covering everything, that's a guy that deserves it.
I'm so
He's
glad.
That good. I love Mike Tirico.
I'm so glad NBC has the Super Bowl this year because I'm so tired of good audio.
I know.
Did you notice, Mike?
I don't know how I feel.
This is maybe for the tech heads out there, but the playoff game on Fox was in 4K and you had an option on your box to hit 4K.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The San Francisco, would that have been the San Francisco-Dallas game?
Yes, yes. And when you hit the 4K, everybody should know that the signal we're getting from most broadcast feeds are 720.
Right.
Like we have HD TVs and 4K TVs, but the most signals we're getting are not 1080.
Right.
They're not 4K for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it. Right.
But Fox, like, opened my eye. I remember buying this TV for my parents like years ago with my brother and sister. And I was like, we bought a cheap TV. This is garbage picture.
Yes, the provider.
And then we hit 4K because it's like, the Verizon box for my parents said, do you want to watch this in 4K? It's available. Boom. I said, oh my God, it's a brand new
world. Are there TVs that are going to do it automatically? That would do it, that it would just, if it was available, they'd kick onto it? Because I'm not sure. I've got a 4K TV out here, big one. So, you know.
So the channel that it jumped to on the box
was a sub-channel?
In the thousands.
A sub-channel, yeah. Because it's an actual
something
different
that's
feed.
Good to remember for the upcoming weekend.
Yes.
I think that's cool. I like
just
that.
Just a thought.
Yeah.
I might do that. That's because I'd love to see the difference. I've had a problem with, I think it's the CBS games, where, and I don't know if anybody else is dealing with this, where it'll go to dark and come back on, and go to dark and come back on periodically.
Oh, wow.
And it was noticeable only on that network. So I have no idea. Let's move on. If you're not planning on watching the new Hulu series, Pam and Tommy, here's a tidbit, a little tidbit for you. Well, maybe not so little.
No.
There's a scene where Tommy Lee has a conversation with his wiener. In this, I mean, if that's not worth tuning in, I don't know what is. What do they talk about? Whether or not Tommy is falling in love with Pamela Anderson. That is funny.
Well, that's
right,
a ripoff of Dora the Explorer.
That is funny. The director says the scene was awkward. Quote,
what?
You've got four puppeteers. Oh my God, working with an animatronic thing like penis.
Yeah, they're making it move.
And then, so they really show it, I guess.
Oh.
And then how much is too much? And do you start to lose his emotional torment of what's going on? Hopefully it works. That's according to the director.
The weirdest part is when Elmo comes in.
Okay, stop with the gun. Stop bringing in with children, for Christ's sake. Nobody on the show can take credit for this idea, though. It was lifted directly from Tommy's autobiography, Tommyland. One of the producers says, quote, I think it might be a first for television, but Hulu was extremely supportive. Pam and Tommy debuts on Hulu February 2nd. I know a few things about generating interest and ratings. This story, if this goes wide,
yeah,
and many, many DJs on DJ Day are going to be sharing this story with you, I will tell you this show is going to break records.
Yeah.
You heard it here. Yeah.
Mike,
it's going to do extremely well.
Pamela Anderson out on a date.
Yep.
And she gave me a flat no.
Yeah,
no hesitation.
But you had the cojones to shoot your shot.
Yeah, there were four puppeteers that helped him do it.
I said, yes, we're doing the show. I'm away from home in Los Angeles. Would you like to go out with me? No. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, well, you know, if she liked Tommy Lee, oh boy, wouldn't have liked me. That's for sure.
Yes. Your Uncle Mike, we're hunting for mushrooms today. We're hunting for mushrooms today. We're looking out for little tadpole of mushrooms today.
She certainly has a type.
Yes, she does. And now a little something, something.
Oh, look what I found over here, a tiny little mushroom cap. Oh, I could hardly see it in the moss.
Did he see his shadow?
Oh, God.
A cop in northeastern Louisiana was driving on Tuesday night when a guy coming in the other direction failed to turn his high beams off, so it blinded the cop for a second, pissed the cop off. Cop turns around and tries to pull the guy over.
Right.
37-year-old Alan Seabury. I just like that. I like that name.
Seabury.
Alan Seabury. Hello, I'm Alan Seabury. But Alan didn't stop, so it turned into a high-speed chase. He went through a 25-mile-an-hour zone doing 60, rolled through six stop signs in a row. Finally, he pulled over when he got home, and when he stepped out of the car, he was holding a half-eaten hamburger. He told the cop that he didn't stop because he just purchased the burger, and he wanted to finish it. I think of that scene in Casino where they shoot the guy that's got the hero sandwich.
Sure.
Right? Because they think it's a gun, but that didn't happen. Thank God. They let him finish his burger, and he washed it down with a big bottle of Brondo because Brondo has what plants crave. There we are. All right.
We're going mushroom hunting, and we're having a plain day.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with a review of, the reason I got about 4.5 hours of sleep last night.
Okay.
Yes, sirree, Little League in Florida. And, hey, COVID's slowing down, and people are coming out. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Jeff Bezos is my boss, but my data-filled heart longs for a different bald man, Rob Spuak. When I listen to Mike and Oscar and Rob, I laugh. Ha 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 ha. Please do not tell Jeff. He'll have me reprogrammed. I will play the Mike O'Mara Show, and Al will listen to the Mike O'Mara Show along with you. Just say to me, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show, and I will do just that. I hope you enjoy the guys as much as I do. And if you do not, I will not be happy. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Thank you so very much. Sorry about that. Welcome back to the show brought to you by Cornerstone. Did you know that inflation has hit levels that we haven't seen since the Reagan administration? The Fed is indicating that there could be 4 rate hikes this year. The news was as recent as yesterday.
Yes.
They're going to do that.
Yes.
It's important that you listen closely. Whether you are in the market for a new mortgage or you're looking to take cash out of your existing home, it's more important than ever to work with a company you can trust. And I trust my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. These are are the people you want to help you when the time is of the essence. So there's so many mortgage companies to choose from, so many gimmicks vying for your attention. Cornerstone First is the company that rises to the top. Unparalleled concierge service, the lowest rates, and hundreds of five-star reviews. No wonder they're the fastest-growing mortgage company in the country. Even if you're working with another company, use them as a sounding board to make sure you're getting the best deal for you and your family. And with these rates around the corner, they're going to skyrocket. That's what everybody's saying. Cornerstone First Financial, the only mortgage company I recommend. Serving the listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show for over 6 years. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. And it's a reality. That's what we're going to deal with. So Friday night, we're at flag football. And the parents that support their kids in athletics are the kind of parents that are in the network and plugged in. So they know what's going on. And I think we've got two more flag football games. So
they're sold Michael out, so you don't need to. If you want tickets, you got to go to the secondary market.
Two more. Come out and join us. they're undefeated, by the way.
Just nice.
Had to throw that in.
Nice.
Undefeated. The Buccaneers. That's his flag football team. So they mention, and we were talking about getting Michael involved in Little League again, now that things are settling down to a degree. And he'd been out for 2 years where we just there was a time when they brought it up again. But I said I just didn't feel quite right. This time I do. And apparently many other parents do as well. It was time to say go for it. We didn't realize, because the thing about Florida, you've got so many different activities that can happen year round that you just don't pay attention. So the concept, being an Easterner, a Northerner in my own brain, that we're here in the middle of January and we're talking about Little League is a little off to me. We didn't know until last Friday night that they were holding tryouts, and I think we had to register that very night in order to get in for tryouts this week. So it was a fire drill getting my son ready to go out to Little League tryouts. And yesterday, Carl and I out, last minute, because he's sprouted, so nothing fits him from 2 years ago when he was playing Little League. We're out and we're getting the helmet and we're getting the jersey and we're getting the baseball pants and we're getting the cleats. And, $10,000 later, he's well equipped to go. But thank God he still uses that dent. He still got that bat that works for him.
Thank you, Dr. Larry.
And his glove and daddy's glove. And then yesterday afternoon, he gets off the bus and I'm throwing the ball in the backyard with him because we were up against it. Yeah. And he still got the skills, except for, well, we'll get to this in a second. So we get to tryouts for Machine Pitch Little League for 7 and 8 year olds, held last night. That's everybody that wants to be in this Little League shows up. And I counted. He's an 8-year-old, so there were lots of 8-year-olds there. But I believe that there were 1 million 7-year-olds there. 1 million of them. Everywhere, as far as the eye could see. It was amazing. It looks like one of those Caesars betting commercials. You couldn't. They're everywhere. It was packed.
Yeah.
And look.
Now, when you last played, was it T-ball?
Coach pitch.
This is machine pitch now.
Yeah. Well, you'll call it a machine.
Oh.
And apparently, I asked one of the other moms, this is the machine they're going to use all season. I think of the batting machine as the thing where you put the ball down and it goes, shoop, with the two tires.
Two tires, yeah.
That little thing. New. There's another machine that I didn't even know existed. And this is more of a slingshot machine where there was more adjusting and finagling of this machine to get it to throw the right level, the right speed. And I guess they use it because it's just more consistent for the kids to develop their...
It's a fair playing field for every team.
Right. It's an even thing. But this thing, it looks like... It looks like it was designed by the flippin' Wright brothers. It's just, and these, God love them, these men who slay the dragon, younger men than me that are out there and getting this thing adjusted. God, I can't tell you how delighted and thrilled I am. You get a lot of parents that talk negatively about coaches and Little League. Right. I'm here to do the opposite, because these men and women who... obviously are out there working all day and come out and are doing their thing with these kids are, I think, the best part of this country. I hate to overstate it, but it's fun to see, you know, the hardworking day and then 6 to 8. That was a little lofty goal that this was going to be 6 to 8. They have to, what do they have to? They have to run down the line at first. Then they have to field some grounders, two grounders each. Then they have to get two fly balls each. Then they bat. And there
they
are seriously going
to do this in 2 hours.
They didn't succeed. They ended up chucking the idea of the machine pitch because it was it wasn't working properly. And they start doing that. And there were so many kids.
That's good.
There were so many kids. And unfortunately, when you've got a young person in a large family who's trying out for something, you've got a deal where the other brothers and sisters hang around. So it's just pandemonium.
Sure.
It's like a beehive. Yeah. It's literally like there is so much motion with arms and everything. And then you go outside of the little field he's on and there's a cinder block wall and there are these kids kicking a soccer ball against it. Carl and I sneak into the dugout on the far side and we had the dugout to ourselves. The bleachers were full. Nobody called us out on it. Mm-hmm. We were able to, because it was so loud with screaming and yelling and all that. And we're watching the kids and I just hats off to these coaches that do this. They're so good at what they do, and you can tell the coaches that some of these guys are big, tough guys,
and it's just
they handle the kids so well. Yeah. And we're sitting over there, but as we're sitting in this dugout on three separate occasions, these kids are kicking a soccer ball, and it's resonating up against the back of the dugout. I didn't give a crap. And then they send one over into the field. And I remember the second one that came over. I said, I should go out around. And Carla's like, no, don't be that guy. Being the older father, I don't want to be stop doing that. Somebody's going to get hurt.
This is a baseball field, not a soccer field.
You're going to scratch the leather or pleather on that soccer ball.
You know what? I do not fake this stuff sometimes. And I don't know. It comes time where the 8-year-olds are the last to bat because they're the ones that can stay later, whatever.
Yeah, curfew.
And Michael is, they also put the 8-year-olds out in the field shagging balls when all the other 40,000 children got their 3 or 4 or some cases 5 swings. And so when it's finally time for the 8-year-olds, Michael has his bat bag over on our dugout. Most of the bat bags are on the other side. He runs in and he comes running in, gets his little glove on and he gets his helmet on and he's walking out slowly because they're still batting. And the soccer ball comes over and cracks him right in the forehead, knocks his hat off. Now, this is the same kid who recently had 4 stitches, with the contact. Yeah. So it has nothing to do with whether the soccer ball hurt him at all. It didn't. It just freaked him out.
Sure.
And so he gets it. And at this point, daddy doesn't have to go out to talk to the kids. Mama bear, tiger mom on her feet. And I hear, little man, no more. Don't do that anymore.
Wow.
And one of the other moms, I guess, came over and broke it up.
Right.
But it was. And then he's almost the last kid to bat. And this poor little guy hasn't picked up a bat with daddy because we've been doing flag football and we've been doing golf. That's it. And he picks up the bat and he had 4 swings and he missed 4 times. And he's walking back over and I see it. The waterworks. He just can't. You know, he's 8 years old.
Sure.
They're coming. It tears your heart out of your chest.
Yeah.
And I look at him and two of the coaches came over and I just, they were so nice and kind to him and were concerned for him. Maybe it was for Carl.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, here I was thinking it was because they were just nice.
No,
it's because Carla was standing next.
Yeah.
I hate Oscar.
I think we have a spot on our team for this young man.
We'll make it happen.
We'll move a few zeros
Oscar's
around.
Oscar's absolutely right. A game.
Yeah. Stings a little.
I thought they were just being nice.
No, they weren't.
All right, we got to take a break. That's my Little League story. That's it. Oh, Nicky Diamond next. Yes. Yeah. For the playoff games over the weekend. Our favorite segment of the week, Nicky Diamond, coming by.
Hello, darling.
Swear to God. I swear to God I didn't think of that until this moment. Ah, all right. I'll be coming back. Rube's coming back after this.
K-Star Country 99.7.
KTMOS Country, driving you loco on the Cattle Drive to Work Show. Good morning, America. It's me, Chuck Wagon, on Spiewak County's Best Country, playing the country hits while you're spraying your stinky pits. Have you ever thought about being a KTMOS talking head? Well, have you? Well, partner, it's easy to do. Just drop us a note at rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's, doo-dah. Tell us why you'd be a great talking head, and be sure to include your phone number. And don't forget your name. What's my name? F*** you, that's my name. Here's Buck Owens.
You don't know me, but you don't like me.
From Bakersfield.
Yes, exactly.
That's wonderful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes, that's exactly right. Food that... I swear to God, that is so true what Oscar said, and I literally thought about it at that moment. That was a real moment. Doesn't get any real. I might like take it off to the side and just remind myself. I'm losing a step. That's all there is to it. Food that tastes delicious doesn't have to be fast food or food that's fast.
Right.
Freshly offers quality meals without the hard work. Their meals are designed by nutritionists, cooked by chefs, then delivered fresh to your door. Fresh, not frozen.
Fresh.
Other meal deliveries need to be prepped and cooked, but Freshly is ready to eat in 3 minutes. That's really what you want. You want to come home, put it into the microwave, and it's ready. Yeah. No one wants to spend an hour cooking dinner after a rough day at work or an infuriating commute. So skip the grocery shopping and dirty dishes. Your Freshly meals arrive cooked and fresh every week. Use the Freshly website or app to find meals that fit your lifestyle with plans that work for your dietary needs as well. For all your preferences, tastes, and family size, Oscar loves Freshly.
He does. I've seen it.
Saves me so much time. Great.
Stop stressing about dinner. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to freshly.com/TMOS. That's $40 off freshly.com/TMOS. And now, without further ado, let's bring him in here as we narrow it down even further in the NFL. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, from Pahrumph, Nevada. There he is. Doorbell. Hello.
Hey,
it's it's the man himself. Nicky Diamond. Nicky, I gotta tell you, last weekend it was a little feast, a little famine. Some games good, some games not even worth watching. But it's NFL playoffs, baby. It's fantastic.
It is. I mean, last week we have two teams, those damn Pennsylvania teams that didn't even belong in the playoffs. You know?
Yeah, I believe you.
Just because you make the playoffs doesn't mean you're a playoff team. You remember in school, Spurlock, you get a 74, but they graded on a curve. They give you a B.
Yeah.
You didn't get a B. You got a C, but they pushed it up because of that dumb school you probably went to. I don't even know.
Well said, Nicholas.
Yes. We're not all educated like Bermuda Boy who went to some Ivy League school like Dartmouth or Brown or Blue, Cornell or Stanford, Arizona State, UNLV. Classic UNLV running to the library, Rebels. Just made that up. I was proud of that one. All right. Guys, I gotta be serious for a second. We have a bit of an issue here in Pahrump.
Really?
Our favorite daughter, Heidi Fleiss, says that she's moving to the Ozarks.
Oh no!
Yes,
I know.
Somebody over Christmas took a pellet gun and shot her beloved McCall Chewy in the leg.
It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. I know that, Nicky. I know you're a fan. I know you've been a fan for a long time. And she's going to the Ozarks. And what a shame that you'll be missing out on the first lady of Las Vegas, Heidi Fleiss.
Yes, Yes, classic of an entrepreneur, Bermuda Boys. Respect, read her book. The Art of...
Right.
The Art of... Another
I thought the book was called Put the Pee on the Pedestal.
That's why he can... He has to show up on time and not you, Mike.
Absolutely, Nikki. All right, let's get to the weekend of the NFL action, my friend.
Yes. Oh, but real quick, she's moving to the Ozarks to see Marty Bird. Who woman loves birds?
Hey, you got it in.
New season.
I got it in, baby.
Right,
let's start with the first game. Cincinnati at Tennessee. Derrick Henry, the man who was out for the year. No, he wasn't, because he's Superman. He's coming back this week to give them that extra ump. The Cincinnati Bengals, you had a good run. You're getting 3.5 points. I say Tennessee pounded on you. They win by 10 points. The Titans make it to the AFC title game. Then the night game, we've got Mr. Jeopardy, Aaron Rodgers, versus Mr. I Could Be on The Bachelor, Jimmy G. Who you taking, the brains or the beauty? I'm going to go brains, baby. Aaron Rodgers, the Niners, you had a good run. But go the back, better go. QB wins in this game. Take Aaron Rodgers. Give the six. They'll win by 10. Then we go to Sunday. Tom Brady. Can he still do it? Can he do it? I don't know. He's got a weak spot against those L.A. Rams. They've beaten him twice this year and last year with Jared Goff. I say the Rams go down to Tampa. They got it cooking. The Rams go back to the NFC title game.
I'm with you.
Oh, what a game. Sunday nights. I say the winner of this game makes it to the Super Bowl regardless of who they play next week.
Oh, I'm nervous.
The Bills, the rematch from last year's AFC title game, the rematch from this year. Both teams played perfect last week. They literally couldn't play better. So now it's down to this. Mahomes or Allen. It's a passing of the torch. Allen takes it. He's now the top dog. The Bills going to Kansas City. They're eating barbecue. We got wings, baby. We got Cerrito. We got Buffalo Mafia. Let's do it for Chewy the McCall. Get better, Chewy. Love you, honey. Mike. Yeah. Let's go, Bill.
There he goes. I had no idea that Heidi Fleiss's McCall was shot with a Pelican.
No, that's no.
You never really know what you're going to get with Nikki. So, Jimmy,
what
you heard it.
What matters to him is great. It's the McCall. Yeah,
you heard it. You heard it. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen will prevail, and we'll have to wait and see. That's going to be, man, they get better and better. This is some good stuff. This is some really good stuff, and I'm so excited for my friend Jimmy Cerrito and all the people. Hopefully that his watering hole will be filled like it was. Jimmy, more of those live feeds. Please.
Yes.
They're fun to watch when you walk through your entire bar, especially if it's a win. Do it if they lose, too. That'll be fun. I think that'll be special. We'll do that. We got to take a break.
Walk around your bar with a pellet gun.
It's time to shoot the macaw. Didn't see that. That didn't come across my desk.
It was lower level news, Mike.
Lower level news. Yeah, maybe local Las Vegas news. We're going to take a trip to Soundtown when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. You have the honor and privilege of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Oscar, it is your father.
Listen to The Mike Show.
The Mike Show!
And then,
The Mike Show!
There is a segment on The Mike Show where you talked about me dying in the list you gave me.
I am disappointed in you.
Am I your payaso? Which means, am I your clown?
Oh,
am I your clown, right, in Spanish?
No.
And, am I your clown?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it sounds worse in Spanish.
Yeah, payaso.
Like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Your brother's being pushy. Tell him to back off.
Say hello to my little friend!
Don't be un payaso. The TMOS bonus show is an extra uncensored hour of La Diversión. Every week, order a subscription today by clicking the banner at MikeOmaraShow.com, and you'll have a plethora of the Mike Bonus Show.
Payaso.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody, a new year is a great time to discover new things about our interests, and it's just as important for kids to make these same discoveries. With a KiwiCo subscription, your child can make new discoveries all year long. Kids can explore the engineering behind everyday objects, the science and chemistry of cooking, geography and culture, and art and design techniques, all through fun hands-on projects. Michael loves his crates from KiwiCo, and I love watching him stay busy and challenged while having a blast, from discovering the science of magic to engineering a domino machine. Kids can explore new worlds and rediscover familiar ones without even leaving home. As a parent, it can be hard to find creative ways to keep your children busy and challenged. Let me me tell you, the thing about KiwiCo that I love is they do the legwork for you. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. Yeah. And it's so much better than just living in that phone or on that device. Redefine learning with play and get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. KiwiCo.com. Promo code TMOS.
Did you hear that?
Listen, what a sound.
Do you hear?
The sound.
There's a new sound.
The sound.
Sound Town.
Michael should use KiwiCo to build a new pitching machine.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, I have to find out. Look, I don't know what the tryout situation is,
right.
but I heard it's for if they're ready for machine pitch. I'm almost certain with his athleticism, he's an athletic kid. He
sure.
will be going because he's one of the older kids who will be going. But I have to wait for sure. This machine looks like it wouldn't be that expensive. It really doesn't. It looks like a slingshot. And
is it something I could Google online and find like a – I bet I could find
probably
a picture of it.
Pitching sling or something like that. You know, but these coaches were wrestling with that thing. But I'd like to, you know, be able to go – I'm 5 minutes away from the park where the baseball takes place. So I can grab him and take him out there. This is what – I eat my ice cream there.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to say? There it is. Yeah. No, I'm still trying to think about those nice coaches come over, which is probably my favorite moment of the show today. When it's real. That is so real, people. It doesn't get more real. I'm sitting there, little light bulb, you know. Oscar says, oh, they're probably just coming over because Carl is hot. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I sound like such
she
an
error. She is hot. Yeah.
What are you doing here, coach?
All right. So I'm loath to give Jimmy Fallon any credit for anything, but this was clever. The soundtrack of the last 2 years of our lives has been streaming video services.
Yes.
Because we're all stuck at home. We're all watching Netflix, Hulu, the whole deal.
Right.
He took all of the streaming services, Netflix, Hulu, Paramount, Disney Plus, HBO Max, and played all of their startup noises at the same time. I find it addictive.
Yes, that's your type of thing. That's like the gonk on the uprights.
Exactly.
You know, when
exactly.
they miss a field
Although,
goal.
Well, but that's different because that to me always indicates failure.
Right.
That's why I love that.
Do you know when you bring this up, I have a question.
Yeah.
I would like to know, you heard it more than you've heard it recently as far as cutting the cable, you know, cutting the cord for this, because it is getting to with Netflix raising their rates and all of these different services that we have right now. I don't know. I don't know what the process would be for weaning yourself off it. DirecTV still has all the NFL games.
Yeah.
So
and DirecTV, I would feel really weird about not having instantaneous access to all network programs.
Look at. If we didn't do...
To me, it's like having a landline.
I try
very
this.
Seldom use it.
Well, the landline's a terrible analogy because you need this because if we talk about something on the show, you can find it on your DirecTV or
your
cable
box. Right, right, right.
And if DirecTV was not... And this is not a commercial for DirecTV. Yeah. But if they weren't allowing you some of the streaming technology... Like where you go in to
like
your
an either
your,
or
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
like when you go into I watch Yellow Jackets with streaming
through
technology,
that's
with
Showtime,
DirecTV.
Right, yeah.
That's how I do. I go. I do not look it up anyway. I don't go to my recordings and wait every week. I go to the menu, search, and there's Yellow Jackets, and then I get 10 that
right.
are
my
available.
My brother just recently cut the cord before the new year, and I said, "Well, why would you ever do that? Stop being so cheap." And he said, "No, we're spending almost $400 a month."
It is.
Yeah.
And he said almost 5K a year.
Yep.
What could I do with 5K?
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's absolutely true. And you add them all up, all the streaming services, and it still doesn't add up to what you get from some, you know, a DirecTV
or a cable bill. Or a YouTube. My sister on California, I thought she was being cheap, but it worked just fine. They have YouTube television, so they get all the regular channels, and then they have all their subscription channels built into the YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Off an Apple TV.
And it's cheaper. And it's cheaper.
Yeah. You're spending $100 max
all
on everything.
I do, Mike, I'm getting rid of everything but Tubi, because Tubi has Fantasy
Tubi.
Island.
Tubi. Tubi.
Well, that was the debate in my house, Tubi or not Tubi.
Tubi. Tubi.
Bill Murray remains sort of just his own thing. He is
absolutely always has been.
Always has been. He shows up in Washington Square Park in Manhattan yesterday with a cello player, a violinist, and I believe a drummer, and a microphone, and does a mini concert.
I would love to see
Can
that.
You imagine seriously doing that? Does he have a movie coming out?
I don't think he does.
We just saw Ghostbusters.
Well, yeah, but that's rear view.
Good movie.
All right.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. So here
he
is. All right.
He sings jazz classic, Ain't Necessarily So.
God.
I know. In the middle of the park.
That you're liable to read in the Bible. It ain't necessarily so. We okay?
I gotta see that video.
It's great, and he looks horrible. He just looks
he
horrible.
Looks like Harold Rumpel, yeah, like he always
then,
does.
And then he goes into this popular number from West Side Story.
Any girl who isn't mean to know, I feel charming. Oh, so charming.
That's a better choice.
How charming I feel.
And then he gets shut down because he doesn't have a license to have amplified equipment.
That's the best part.
So that's it. So if you're in Washington Square yesterday, you see a rumpled, sort of puffy looking Bill Murray.
I like it.
I do too.
I love that he does stuff like that. More Bill Murray more often.
Seth Meyers still writes the best jokes, Mike.
19% of adults are participating in so-called dry January, which is what your girlfriend experiences when you show her your Wordle score.
Wordle. Wordle joke.
Now,
there you go.
ABBA, I'm okay with the group ABBA, or as Liddy would call them, group ABBA.
ABBA.
But they're always around. They've always sort of had a presence. And this is sort of, I'm curious what your take is on this. A guy took the track Mamma Mia and added heavy metal drumming to it.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of works. What do you think as a drummer?
I've been cheated by you since I don't know.
A little forced, maybe. Yeah.
Is he rushing?
Not quite my tempo. Rushing or dragging?
So you rushing do know. The, or so you do know dragging. The difference.
You do you know the difference? Rob, I'm asking you a question. Do you know the difference? Shut up!
There's the gong.
What is that? A Baldwin?
That's a piano.
Okay, very good. And let's close with this. No matter what happens, whether there be a pandemic, whether you be 20 or 10, big brothers are always big brothers. Little brothers are always little brothers. And when your big sister has COVID and your mom tells you to bring a pot of homemade soup and leave it on her front porch for her, and she has a Ring doorbell, you bring the soup, you leave it on the porch, and then you squat over it and fart. Thank you, Ring doorbell.
Paint the picture again.
What happened? The big sister has COVID.
All right.
Mom tells the little brother, who appears to be maybe 18 or 20, bring this pot of soup over.
This is a grown man.
Bring this pot of soup over and leave it on her front porch.
So the brother brings the and leaves it on the front porch.
And then squats
and
over
then
the soup.
Play it again now that I, that's better now.
What is that, Biff? Mike, that's all I got.
I love it.
Now leaving SoundCloud. Please come again.
Oh, wow, brothers. See, when you said 18, that's it. God. Isn't that wonderful? Sibling rivalry. Hey, I'm seeing my sister in March. Looking forward to it. Anyway, we got to get out of here.
Bring her some soup.
Bring her some soup. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, we will see you again with a wonderful bonus show tomorrow. God knows what will happen on that show. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
The mainstream media has legitimized extraterrestrial life and is basically saying we are being visited. Something is going on.
Sayonara, sucker!
Wow.